In high school sports last night, first in wrestling at St. Albert last night in a double duel. It was AHSTW beating St. Albert 48-9. The Vikings also out-wrestled Southwest Iowa 45-6. Southwest Iowa beat St. Albert 39-24. At Nottoway Valley High School, Missouri Valley, a winner over Griswold 82-0. Missouri Valley beat Nottoway Valley 84-0. And it was Griswold over Nottoway Valley 42-12. In Audubon last night, South Central Calhoun topping Audubon 42-30. East Sac County beat Audubon 54-18, and West Central Valley out-wrestled Audubon 66-16. Also at Creston last night, Glenwood over Creston 42-28. Glenwood out-wrestling Underwood 65-17. Creston beating Underwood 54-23. In Red Oak last night, it was Red Oak over Clarinda Academy 66-6. Logan Magnolia topping Red Oak 45-27, and Loma over Clarinda Academy 72-12 in wrestling last night. In boys basketball last night, the Glenwood Rams put the clamps on the Atlantic Trojans early in a boys basketball game in Glenwood here on KJAN. Rams raced out to an 18-4 lead by the end of the first quarter, a quarter in which the Trojans failed to hit a field goal. Atlantic was able to better keep pace in the second quarter, but they were down 36-20 at intermission, and Glenwood then put the game away in the second half, winning 64-31 last night, 17 points from Christian Stanislav to help lead the way for Glenwood. Andrew Bloom had a double-double with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Nate Moore had 13 points on the night. Atlantic had 12 points from Scott Leonard, but he had to deal with double teams most of the evening as the Trojans fall to 2-3 with that loss. Also in Hawkeye 10 boys hoops last night, Denison over Red Oak 60-35. Harlan beat Creston 57-45. Lewis Central over Shenandoah 77-43. St. Albert beat Clarinda 52-29. In the Western Iowa Conference last night, AHSTW beat Underwood 63-50. Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 65-42. It was Traynor over Audubon 79-42. Tri-Center beat Griswold 71-24. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat Cam 56-55. Boyer Valley over Woodbine 66-50. Peyton Sherdan topping Glidden Ralston 69-61. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford over East Union 84-32. Also, Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 67-61, and Nottoway Valley over Lenox 46-38. In the Corner Conference, it was Sydney over East Mills in overtime 53-49. Stanton beating Essex 88-35. Clarinda Academy over Heartland Christian 74-47. In girls basketball, Atlantic let another one slip away last night in the second half in a 56-40 loss at Glenwood. It was just a one-point game at the end of the first quarter. Glenwood was up 5 at halftime. Rams built the lead to 10 at the end of the third quarter, and then pulled away in the fourth quarter for the victory. Glenwood shot just 28% from three-point range coming into the game, but they knocked in 8 triples on the night last night. Atlantic struggled to consistently make shots, and they turned the ball over in a number of key moments in that game. Atlantic got to within 3 at one point in the third quarter, but Glenwood ripped off another run to pull away. Alyssa Ginther had 13 points for Atlantic as they fall to 1-5 on the season. Elsewhere in girls Hawkeye 10 play, Harlan beat Creston 58-37, Lewis Central over Shenandoah 48-33, Red Oak beat Denison 56-49. In the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 69-30, Tri-Center beat Griswold 56-44, Traynor over Audubon 51-14, Underwood over AHSTW 57-40. From the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was the Cam girls over Arweva 59-36, Boyer Valley beating Woodbine 64-40, Glidden Ralston in overtime 66-59 over Peyton Sherdan. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Bedford falling to East Union 48-32, Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 75-63, Nottoway Valley over Lenox 63-34. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills 47-35 winners over South Page, Sydney defeating East Mills 47-14, and Stanton a winner over Essex 39-24 in girls hoops last night. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says freshman guard Connor McCaffrey will get more time as his conditioning improves. The backup point guard saw his first action in Sunday's win over Southern after being sidelined with an ankle injury and then a bout against Mono.
The way that game went in the second half with both teams in a 2-3 zone and the game pretty much decided was a little different. I don't think he would have played 17. I don't think he physically could have played 17 minutes otherwise.
McCaffrey says the plan is to slowly build up his minutes. Iowa plays Drake in the Big Four Classic in Des Moines coming up on Saturday. Well, 15th-ranked Seton Hall and number 25 Cincinnati picked up wins on Tuesday. Angel Delgado posted his 57th career double-double, providing 18 points and 11 rebounds in the Pirates' 84-61 rout of St. Peter's, while Cincinnati was a 65-50 winner over Mississippi State last night. Only 2 weeks of practice left for the Iowa Hawkeyes, who will play Boston College in the December 27th Pinstripe Bowl. It's a much earlier game date for a program that's grown accustomed to January bowl games. The Hawkeyes will be out to snap a five-game losing skid in bowl games.
There's never been a bowl that we haven't tried to win. I can't think of any games that we haven't tried to win. So, it's as simple as that. And I don't know if we'll be favored, not favored. Typically, we're not favored in bowl games. But, we weren't favored against Ohio State either, and, we were able to win that. So it really gets down to trying to win a football game and navigating with the uniqueness of the month of December. Those are really the two big things.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who's just one win behind Hayden Fry as the school's all-time leader in victories.
I'd be really happy to tie it, I can tell you that, just total honesty, because that means we're going to win this game, which would be really good. And that to me, is the motivating factor to win this football game, is for us to get our eighth win.
Ferentz says he's more focused on sending the seniors out with a victory. We'll have that game for you coming up on December 27th. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says he'll support quarterback Jacob Park if he intends to transfer to another school. Campbell released a statement Monday night after the Des Moines Register quoted Park as saying he asked for a release from his scholarship. Park, a junior, was Iowa State's starting quarterback until early October when he went on an indefinite leave of absence. The Cyclones then turned to senior Kyle Kemp, to his 5-2 as a starter. Campbell says he and his staff will help Park in the transfer process, which would likely leave Zeb Noland as the favorite to take over next season. Iowa State faces Memphis in the Liberty Bowl on December 30th. Bowl preparation means extra practices and a head start on next season, and Iowa State tackle Jake Campos says that will benefit the Cyclones next season as they prepare to take on Memphis in the Liberty Bowl.
I mean, these young guys, they've done so much for our program. They've gotten great reps on the scout team, and really a lot of them have contributed. So, and then these guys getting that early win and then getting to go to a bowl game, I think it'll really set them off in the right direction and give them confidence going into next season to prove that we can win here, they can win here, and I think they're going to go out and do it.
Campos and the other seniors are thrilled with a chance to end their careers in a bowl game.
It's amazing. I mean, not many people have got that chance. I mean, none since I've been here. So getting to be a part of the class that finally broke through and we get to go have that experience is something special that we'll never forget.
Campos says playing Memphis in their own stadium just adds to the challenge. That game coming up on December 30th. Also in college football news, Mississippi quarterback Shea Patterson says he'll transfer to Michigan, where coach Jim Harbaugh has gone through three starting quarterbacks this season. Patterson threw for over 2,200 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions in 7 games this season, missing the final month due to a right knee injury. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.